Thank you, Chair. I have listened with great interest to the various suggestions and comments made by state parties to address this. I think there are a number of solutions that repeat or align with what has been proposed. I see this as a positive move forward. However, I think we are in a situation that delegations have spoken, recognized, there is a growing arrears unless we find a way to address this in a constructive manner. And a number of proposals have been put forward to address this. There is no fundamental solution. All the discussions and proposals that have been furthermore considered are just temporary solutions. I think it is prudent to pursue temporary solutions as being proposed by the chair and echoed or supported by a number of delegations, but they clearly must be understood as only a temporary cure, because while we may have mechanisms to address the principal concern that many delegations have addressed to support the ISU in their work, to support you as state parties in your work, this requires having funding up front in order to grant those colleagues who are appointed on these contracts a contract of a year. There are many other issues that, because you have initially adopted a funding mechanism and you have added many other activities to it, it has been so complex and so also significant, the financial commitments, that we have little choice but to work within the financial frameworks of accountability that you yourself insist as member states. So it puts the organization in really a difficult situation of conducting the work that you have decided to execute with only 90 to 94% of the funding, when basically every single year there is a growing deficit. And so, again, I do think there were some proposals that were made also to reach out to other funding sources of service states and so on. Again, I don't, this is a largely also political issue where, from an administrative point of view, I think anything that helps us to close the funding gap is a welcome solution, because it addresses in some way a structural problem. But all other solutions that are being addressed to are of a temporary nature, as far as I see it. Again, I should highlight, and I tried to underline that in my short introduction earlier on, is that those measures would not absolve those that have not paid to not be held accountable, and the debt would be kept on the book. But it is a mechanism that will help us to have the necessary funding to go forward, while really the debt would be adding up. Again, as I said, these are temporary measures that should be addressing a temporary solution, but I do think we have to be pragmatic. We have to have temporary solutions if the systemic issues cannot be right away resolved, and keeping in mind, though, that there is a larger issue that I think most delegations are fully aware of, but we need to collectively work. And so thank you for inviting me. I have a representative. He is really a financial expert, and he will stand available. Thank you.
Thank you very much.